The St. Petersburg Times reported today that Lakeland Representative Paula Dockery is considering a run for the Republican nomination for governor next year. In a press release, Dockery says that her future intentions had been on running for the District 12 congressional seat that is open, with Adam Putnam stepping down to run for agriculture commissioner. But she writes, quote, "I have been surprised and flattered by numerous emails, phone calls, and letters encouraging me to run. It's become very apparent that many Republicans want another choice in the governor's race by the interesting inquiries that I've been getting from people I respect in the process, and more importantly, from voters along the I-4 corridor who are following the legislative session, many of whom I don't know." She said she is considering the governor's race as well as the congressional race. Susan McManus is a political science professor at the University of South Florida, Tampa campus.
I think Republicans in Florida are a little bit antsy about the fact that they don't have diversity in these statewide races. And there are some who really believe that the future of the party depends upon having more women and Hispanics and African Americans running as candidates for their party.
Although there's still a year and a half before Floridians will vote for their next governor, U.S. Senator, and other cabinet positions, the leading contenders for the GOP right now in all those races are white males over 50 years of age, with the exception of Polk County's Adam Putnam. On the Democratic Party side, top candidates include an African-American and a woman, with others still possibly to enter. USF poli-sci professor Susan McManus says if Paula Dockery were to run for governor, she would definitely bring something different to the table for state Republicans.
Well, Paula Dockery is from the all-important I-4 corridor. She's well-known. She was well-respected as a state legislator and fought some of the hard budget battles. And I think that she brings a different kind of face to the Republican Party, which right now there's a lot of Republicans around the state that think that diversity is a must, and she certainly is captivating that thought, I'm sure.
Last week, Florida's Agriculture Commissioner Charles Bronson dropped out of the race for governor due to intense pressure applied by State Party Chair Jim Greer to have the party get behind Bill McCollum. But Greer's attempt at get county parties to line up behind Charlie Crist for Senate over Marco Rubio were considered heavy-handed, and Greer now says that any party can support whomever they like in that race. Based on her comments, Lakeland Senator Paula Dockery doesn't appear to be intimidated by Chairman Jim Greer's hopes for uncontested primaries. Professor Susan McManus says there's one strong reason why neither Greer nor Florida Democratic Party Chair Karen Thurman is interested in having contested primary elections.
Mitch, it's all about money. Both parties know that they're going to have to fight five statewide races next year. Very expensive. This is an expensive state to run in with 10 media markets. And obviously, if you can eliminate the primary battle, you've at least saved money for the general, and you don't have to go reach donors twice. So it really is very much about money at this point.